Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Ron Tulloch, Victor Kilo 4, Bravo Foxtrot. Sad news into the news desk of the passing of Ron Tulloch, ex-VK4BF, who passed away in Townsville during the afternoon of Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24, after a long battle with illness. He was aged 94. Ron was a life member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club for many years, was a long-time coordinator of the daily Gnarly Net, Morse and Voice, before breakfast on 3600. He also ran Ron's Net from 4pm daily on 3595 until increasing poor health prevented on-air activities. When originally licensed in 1968, Ron found the lure of 6m DX irresistible. Then, upon obtaining his Morse qualification in 74, worked DX on the HF bands, both voice and Morse. He had seen service in World War II in the Army Medical Corps, initially as an orderly, assisting the radiographer in the jungles of New Guinea, then, upon completion of training in Sydney, as a radiographer himself in various postings in the Pacific Theatre, including time at the Rocky Creek Field Hospital, Atherton. In civilian life, Ron worked in hospitals in Queensland, eventually becoming 2IC of radiography at the Townsville General Hospital. He was a founding member of the Australian Institute of Radiography, was the first chairman of the Townsville branch, and eventually bestowed life membership of the Institute. We pass our condolences on to Dawn and family during this time of need, and Ron's service will be held Friday, January 8 at 11:30 at the Uniting Church, Kirwan. It is Ron's wish that the funeral be kept simple and low-key, and as a result, he's requested that men, no suits. Vale, Ron Tulloch, ex-Victor Kilo 4, Bravo Foxtrot, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The gods of weather are throwing some interesting twists at us as the calendar changes chapters. Parts of the north have had a sluggish non-cyclone that brought long-awaited and welcome rain. The sun has flared again, spearing the atmosphere with ionisation, disrupting satellites and terrestrial communications. In between the disruptions to life and hobby, some people have been getting on with projects and blowing the tinsel dust from goodies received at Christmas. The shortwave bands in particular have been providing good sport as we start the new year. There's really no importance to the change of year, other than the symbolism that is given to it. When we look at history, there have been a series of decisions from Roman times to the Middle Ages which have given us the calendar we use today. It is a convenient way of tracking the passing days and anniversaries, and for people, a reason to party. 2016 brings us contests and meetings, hamfests and awards, projects and further discussions over the updating of the license conditions. The world will continue to turn, and things will be ever-changing in the world of amateur radio. This is the mystery and the experience of this great hobby, that from the past we get the thrill of the new. That leaves us to wish you all the best for 2016 from Q News. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.